Alaskan singer-songwriter Marion Call has a new album out called Marion Call Live in Europe. The album grew out of an enormously successful Kickstarter campaign that raised more than $60,000 and sent her to Europe to perform and record a new album. Now she's finishing up a statewide tour and about to set out to play music in the Western Lower 48. KMXT's Brianna Gibbs caught up with Call before her Kodiak performance and learned more about her Alaska-inspired music.
I grew up in a family that was all about music. My dad was a band conductor, choir conductor, church music director, pianist, wedding musician, everything. And my mom did most of those things with him as well. And she was a fantastic songwriter. And my brother plays the trumpet and the banjo and the accordion, and my sister plays the cello. And we all just, we grew up with a strong musical community around us, a lot of our family friends. We're going nowhere if we. And then I went off to study, and I studied hard. I studied music for a long time, and I didn't have so much what felt like a community then. It was more of a professional pursuit, with the exception of choir. Choir was the absolute best. But aside from that, as I studied sort of composition and orchestration and things like that, it was much more individual and sort of alone. And I decided, actually, by the time I was done with college, that I was not interested in being a musician. I didn't think I was very good at it. I didn't think I wanted that life. I couldn't see any jobs that I could have. A speck like me, fast and free. Then I moved to Alaska while I was still in college, actually, and I assumed there was nothing for me to do up here. And I was so wrong, because the more I stayed up in Anchorage and began to listen to the music that was both being performed in Anchorage by visitors and by people who lived there, the more I realized that that was sort of a return to the community feeling I had about music growing up.
What sent you up here to Alaska? What pushed you to come to the last frontier?
Oh, I was dragged. I was married at the time, and my husband found a job up here, and there was no work anywhere else in the country for him at the time. It was rough. He was in aviation, and that was right after September 11th. At one point, he called me and said, look, we can move to Wichita or we can move to Alaska. And I was like, I think I'll take Alaska, please. Although I wasn't too excited about either prospect, honestly, because I wanted to live in Seattle or Portland or New York or LA or San Francisco or somewhere where I thought I could have sort of a music career. And I'm so glad that things turned out that way, because I fell sort of deeply in love with Alaska very quickly.
Oh, I wish I were a real Alaskan girl. I wish that I could hold my beer.
So I have a lot of songs about how deeply I love Alaska, and also songs about sort of the bleakness and about addiction and about how dark it can be sometimes.
It's raining, but it wants to snow. I'm staying, but I ought to go, but it's cold out.
It's challenging to tour. It costs so much. If I could take a band, I would, but I honestly don't know how people who are taking a band are doing it right now, because the money situation in music is changing so much right now. As for me, it's a lot simpler and easier and more flexible to just be me and a guitarist on the road. So like my guitarist Jordan Schindel is coming down to play the show with me here in Kodiak, and he and I will go to Kenai after that, and to Talkeetna after that. Some of my favorite communities.
Oh, to be a scow girl in the last frontier, where chicks run the Iditarod and win it.
The point of it, as I've gone on, is to try to keep it feeling like a community thing more than a sort of personal, professional pursuit.
That was KMXT's Brianna Gibbs talking with singer-songwriter Marion Call.